It's Friday, November 20th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump has summoned lawmakers from Michigan to Washington, D.C. as part of his slow-rolling coup attempt. And his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, appears to be leaking fluid. Meanwhile, federal health officials are urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving next week. Doesn't seem like a huge ask, given the life and death stakes. And lastly, most of the people who got arrested at civil rights demonstrations over the summer have wound up getting their charges dismissed. Because, you guessed it, the charges were trumped up by the cops.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
With his legal strategy failing, Donald Trump has begun strong-arming state and local Republican officials to help him rig the election after the fact. Trump has invited the leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature to meet him in Washington today, the Washington Post reports. Trump lost Michigan to President-elect Joe Biden by 157,000 votes. But unsurprisingly, Trump's team thinks the will of the voters doesn't matter. The state GOP legislative leaders who plan to visit the White House today are Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House Speaker Lee Chatfield, the Post reports. Earlier this week, Trump called a member of Wayne County's Board of Canvassers to pressure her to rescind her vote to certify the election results. But the Secretary of State's office said that would be impossible. No takebacks. The latest coup strategy is still a long shot. Even if Trump somehow flipped Michigan and Pennsylvania, he would still need to steal at least one more state from Biden to win the Electoral College. A senior Trump campaign official told Reuters its plan was to cast enough doubt on count voting in Democratic cities that Republican lawmakers will have little choice but to intercede. The campaign believes the longer they can drag this out, the better their chances of success. And so they continue to try to create a spectacle. Yesterday, Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, held a crazed news conference in which he made the wild and baseless claim that Biden nationally coordinated a campaign of voter fraud. As sweat and dark streaks of what may have been hair dye rolled down his face, Giuliani said, quote, "I know crimes. I can smell them," unquote. In a meeting with governors yesterday, Joe Biden expressed concern that Donald Trump's attempted coup has kept him in the dark when it comes to coronavirus vaccine planning. Biden said his administration hasn't yet been able to get everything it needs to prepare a pandemic response, the Associated Press reports. He spoke via video conference to the National Governors Association's leadership team, which includes 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Also joining were the several leaders of Biden's virus task force. Biden told the governors he would make sure they get the resources they need to beat this virus. Also yesterday, per the AP, the nation's top public health agency pleaded with Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving and not to spend the holiday with people from outside their household. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the recommendations at a time when diagnosed infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are skyrocketing. In many areas, the healthcare system is being squeezed by a combination of sick patients filling up beds and medical workers falling ill themselves. CDC officials cited more than 1 million new cases in the U.S. over the past week as the reason for the new guidance. They say the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people in your household. But for those who do welcome travelers for the holiday, the CDC recommends added precautions. Gatherings should be outdoors if possible, with people keeping 6 feet apart and wearing masks, and just one person serving the food. Henry Walke, the CDC's COVID-19 incident manager, told the Washington Post, quote, "What's at stake is basically the increased chance of one of your loved ones becoming sick and then being hospitalized and dying," unquote. So maybe just stay home.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Months after a summer filled with street demonstrations, as thousands of cases against protesters finally land in courts across the U.S., a vast majority are being dismissed. Only cases involving more substantial charges like property destruction or violence remain, the New York Times reports. Prosecutors said that the scale of both the mass arrests and the mass dismissals was unrivaled, at least since the civil rights protests of the 1960s. With the police detaining hundreds of people in major cities, the arrests this year ended up colliding with the limitations of the court system. Prosecutors declined to pursue many cases because they concluded that the protesters were exercising their basic civil rights. Court backlogs due to the coronavirus pandemic also played a role in the decision, the Times reports. There was also the recognition, as the Times put it, that police often use mass arrests as a technique to clear the streets, not to confront illegal behavior. In other words, the charges were BS. Protest leaders and defense attorneys nationwide accused the police of piling on charges to try to halt the demonstrations. Here's one example. The Raleigh, North Carolina News and Observer reports that a pastor who led a march to the polls that was disbanded by pepper spray on October 31st now faces felony charges. Reverend Greg Drumright has been accused of assault with physical injury on a law enforcement officer and obstruction of justice, both felonies, plus two lesser charges. More than 20 people were arrested during the march, including a reporter. Drumright led a racially diverse group of roughly 200 people from a church to the county courthouse, where they paused for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, in a gesture meant to honor George Floyd. Shortly thereafter, police told the crowd to clear the street and began using pepper spray, according to the News and Observer. Among the people affected by the chemicals were children and elderly people. So where's the justice for them? Here's hoping Reverend Drumright also enjoys a speedy dismissal of the charges against him.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
BuzzFeed Incorporated has agreed to acquire Verizon Media's HuffPost in a stock transaction. It's part of a larger deal between the two companies. The two websites will reportedly stay separate, and BuzzFeed founder Jonah Peretti told the New York Times, quote, "We want HuffPost to be more HuffPosty and BuzzFeed to be more BuzzFeedy," unquote. Rest assured, the quickie will always be more quickie-y. Mike Pompeo this week toured an archaeological dig run by a far-right Israeli settler group and visited a settlement that farms grapes on land Palestinians say was stolen from them, The Guardian reports. It's the first time a U.S. Secretary of State has officially visited Israeli settlements. How predictable that the stricture was broken by a fundamentalist Christian evangelical like Pompeo. The Washington Post interviewed Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenage killer of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in August. The paper learned, among other things, that Rittenhouse used money from the government's coronavirus stimulus program to pay for his rifle, which he was too young to legally buy. Rittenhouse claims he has no regrets about arming himself. That could change, however, as his trial progresses. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York yesterday claimed that Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed to resume negotiations with Democrats over a potential new COVID-19 relief bill. Schumer calls the news, quote, "a little bit of a breakthrough," unquote. But NBC News reports that congressional aides believe Schumer was overselling the development. Call us when you got something real, Chuck.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report.